News, I'm Ben Thomas. A day after President Trump granted him clemency, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes visited Capitol Hill, and at least one congressional staffer was not pleased to see him.
You shouldn't be here. You are welcome. First Amendment, free speech.
Right.
It is disrespectful.
No, it's not.
Are you in an official capacity with any type of office here?
Nope. I'm just
okay, so you have a right to express your opinion, and I have a right to carry on.
No standing here except I work here.
Nice to work here, too.
Can you identify yourself?
I don't want to be part of this
story. It doesn't
matter. I just want to express that.
Okay, that's fine.
Please tell your story elsewhere.
At a news conference, Officer Daniel Hodges described what happened to him on January 6th.
I was beaten, crushed, kicked, punched, surrounded. Someone reached underneath my visor, tried to gouge out my eye.
In addition to Rhodes' 18-year prison sentence, Trump's order benefits more than 1,500 people charged with federal crimes. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, the House passed an immigrant detention bill that would be Trump's first law to sign. And Sagar Magani reports the Justice Department's telling federal prosecutors to investigate state or local officials who get in the way of the administration's beefed-up immigration enforcement.
A memo obtained by the AP makes clear prosecutors will be on the front lines of the administration's bid to crack down on illegal immigration. The memo says it's the Justice Department's responsibility to lawfully execute policies the president was elected to implement. It also says the department will return to charging defendants with the most serious crime it can prove. Previous GOP-led departments have used that change to remove a prosecutor's discretion to charge lower-level offenses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And a fast-moving wildfire in the mountains north of L.A. has prompted evacuation orders for some 20,000. This is AP News. A snow day in Florida's capital.
Tallahassee's Cascades Park was transformed into a sledding hotspot on Wednesday as kids raced down the snow-covered hills. Michael Holmes set his alarm to wake up bright and early so his kids could make the most of their first snow day.
Their first time seeing active falling snow last night. So they were outside in the middle of the night last night playing around throwing snowballs.
This being Florida, they didn't have real sledding gear. So 9-year-old Layla and 12-year-old Raleigh are using what they could find, a boogie board and a skim board.
So far, the skim board is working out really, really well. It's nice and slick.
Holmes has lived in Tallahassee his whole life and has never seen snow like this. In a state where kids are more used to school being canceled because of hurricanes, he's glad his kids can experience the rare joy of a Florida snow day. I'm Kate Payne in Tallahassee.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.